WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hart. And let's be honest, sometimes life feels like it's throwing us curveballs faster than a major league pitcher. We're bombarded with negativity from every direction, the news, social media, even that one coworker who seems determined to rain on everyone's parade. So how do we build resilience? How do we keep our heads above water and actually thrive amidst all the chaos? Well, friends, that's where today's episode comes in. The power of positive thinking and its effects on mental health. Ever notice how a positive attitude can be contagious? It's like sunshine breaking through the clouds, instantly lifting everyone around you. But it's not just about being cheerful. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, even when things get tough. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Avery, that's easy for you to say. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. And you're right, life definitely throws its fair share of curveballs. But here's the thing, by cultivating a positive mindset, we can actually rewire our brains to better handle stress, setbacks, and even those dreaded Mondays. Think about it like this. Your brain is a muscle. The more you use it to focus on negativity, the stronger that negative thought pattern becomes. Conversely, when you actively choose to think positively, you're strengthening a different muscle, the one that allows you to bounce back from challenges, find solutions, and even experience joy in the midst of adversity. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are some key takeaways. 1. Practice gratitude. This might sound cliche, but taking time each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Think about it. That amazing cup of coffee you just had, the laughter shared with a loved one, even the fact that you woke up this morning. All these things deserve appreciation. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those inner critics, but don't let them run the show. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we get caught up in our own headspace and forget that there are multiple perspectives. 3. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we surround ourselves with have a huge influence on our mindset. Seek out those who uplift you, inspire you, and bring joy into your life. Limit exposure to negativity, be it toxic relationships or constant doomscrolling on social media. Remember, you're in control of your environment. 4. Focus on solutions. Dwelling on problems won't solve anything. Instead, channel that energy towards finding solutions. Even if a problem seems insurmountable, breaking it down into smaller, manageable steps can make it feel less overwhelming. Think of it like tackling a giant puzzle, one piece at a time. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate them. This reinforces positive feelings and builds momentum for future successes. Let me tell you about a friend who used to be plagued by self-doubt. She'd constantly compare herself to others, feeling like she wasn't good enough. But then she started practicing gratitude, focusing on her own strengths, and celebrating even the smallest victories. It was a gradual shift, but over time, her confidence blossomed. Now, she radiates positivity and inspires those around her. Her story is a testament to the power of positive thinking. It's not just about wishful thinking. It's about actively choosing to create a more fulfilling and resilient life. So, my friends, remember, you have the power to choose your mindset. When negativity creeps in, don't let it win. Embrace the power of positive thinking, one thought at a time. It's like planting seeds. With consistent effort, you'll cultivate a garden of mental strength and well-being that will thrive even amidst life's storms. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from a little mental armor boost. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this positive energy flowing together. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.